The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Todd here. You know, sometimes I forget to wash. For weeks at a time, my body takes on an earthy, musky smell like loamy topsoil. I'm mighty proud of my stink, because it's a man-sized stink. Can you smell me through your radio? If so, I'm sorry, but I can smell you, so we're even. Speaking of smells, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. How are you?
Oh, boy.
Hey, what do you think of that Todd Wilkerson?
We love him. You got to love, no matter what he says, you got to love the guy.
Because Scripture commands me as a Christian.
There you
My
go.
My flesh, kicks against the goads, but I'm obliged to try to love Todd Wilkerson.
And it's Easter Tuesday. It's only 2 days
it's
after
only 2 days
Resurrection
okay.
Sunday.
Hey, before I forget, I want to talk about what we did this Easter, but a couple of quick announcements. First of all, in a couple of minutes, folks, this is a huge announcement. This is Milo Yiannopoulos week on the Eric Metaxas Show. We're just doing that to tick some people off, just so you understand. And so we're going to have him on all week long, starting in a couple of minutes. And then we're going to have him tomorrow and the next day and the next day just to tick off the people who hate Milo. Other people who have an open mind will be very surprised. He is an extraordinary individual. And I know that you'll be interested in what he has to say. We'll put it on YouTube. It's four-part interview with Milo. His new book is called How to Be Poor. How bizarre.
Yes.
Right? Now, I can't recommend the book because it's filled with vulgarity. And yet, if you don't mind that, and if you're of a certain age, it is extremely funny. He is so talented. But anyway, so in a couple of minutes, Milo Yiannopoulos, and all week long, Milo Yiannopoulos. Again, just to tick off some of you.
It's Milo week.
Yeah, no, but keep an open mind. You'll see.
Yeah.
He's not the man he used to be. There's a shadow coming over me. And another big announcement.
Yes.
Tonight... As in tonight, Tuesday night, in the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast, Eric Metaxas will be appearing on the Tucker Carlson Show.
Whoa!
I believe he was just moved to Fox News.
Whoa!
On the Tucker Carlson Show, wherever he is, I'm going to be on with Tucker Carlson tonight, talking about atheism and the effect of atheism on Western culture.
Okay.
And I'll probably be wearing the same thing. I don't think I'm going to get changed.
Well,
I don't think so.
You can borrow my shirt if you'd like.
No, it's too much trouble.
Okay.
So, Albin,
yeah.
We didn't get to talk yesterday. Happy Easter, Easter.
Happy.
Did you have
you
a
too.
Fun Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. You just told me something before we even get into Easter about Tom Shalhoub.
Oh.
I might be on Tom Shalhoub tonight. There's like a quiz show that he does on Fox Nation.
Right.
at 6:15 or 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I might be on Tom Shalhoub tonight. If not tonight, we'll do it another night. But you had a weird Tom
Shalhoub
story.
I had a weird story. So I'm taking the train home kind of late last night, okay? And I'm walking through the cars trying to get to the front of the train, okay, to try to find a seat. And it's totally crowded. So I'm standing there next to the door, and I'm looking across next to the other door.
Yeah.
And I see a guy, and I said, that guy looks like Tom Shalhoub.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that's Tom
Shalhoub.
Then I look at my emails to just check my emails while I'm standing there before I say hello to Tom. And sure enough, there's a message saying that Eric is supposed to be on with Tom Shalhoub tomorrow night. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are the odds? So I'm ready to say something to Tom, but he's got these like earphones in, these earbuds.
Because he doesn't want people to talk to him. He's a
right.
big celebrity now.
And I figure, okay, I'll introduce myself because we met before at your book signing party for
right.
Donald James
right.
the Swamp, right.
right?
So I thought I'll wait until later because he's not going to get off on any of the stops that are still within Manhattan, right? He's going to get off later on down
sure,
the line, like
sure.
me, because I live out in the country now,
yeah.
and so does he because he's
yeah.
a big deal, right?
Yeah, sure.
But what happens? Just a couple stops out of Manhattan, he jumps off the train.
At Spuytenduyvil.
Yes.
Spuytenduyvil is right the place at the end of the top of Manhattan
yes.
before you go into the Bronx.
Yeah, because I thought he could reach that by subway, right?
Right.
So I jump off because I say, hey, Tom. And either his earbuds were too loud
right.
or he heard me and he started running faster.
Right, away.
Anyway, so then I got really mad at myself. I said, I should have talked to him earlier. I should have said, hey, Eric's going to be on your show tomorrow night. So I take an empty seat because it cleared out at Spuytenduyvil. I take an empty seat. I look across the aisle at me from me. And there's another guy that looks like Tom Shalhoub. I said, oh, my goodness, it's a Tom Shalhoub car. It was weird. Okay?
Well, you just said.
Now, I did just come from having a burger and a beer, so I don't know if that affected anything.
That's one of the freakiest stories
I've
ever heard.
It was very strange, and that's it's a
I'm
true
really
story.
I'm worried about my brother, mention Alvin.
That to,
pray for Alvin.
Mention that to Tom
that
tonight.
Some freaky stuff.
It was strange.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. It was the weirdest thing. All of this is
so
absolutely
so Tom Shalhoub
true.
Gets off the train.
And I see another
your
guy.
You didn't talk to him. And you turn around and you see another guy who looks like Tom Shalhoub. Did you talk to him?
No, because I examined this guy a little close and I said, no, I think the first guy was Tom.
You know somebody on the train had to be Tom
somebody
Shalhoub.
Somebody had to.
Because hundreds of people look like him. One
yes,
of, them had
of course
to be,
he would take the Metro North.
Alvin,
of
that
course.
Is so weird. I'm
strange,
not going to. We're just going to move
strange,
on.
But true.
In a couple of seconds, things are going to get really weird because we're going to have Milo Yiannopoulos on here. He's a hair icon. By the way,
he is
a hair icon. I always feel intimidated around him because of mm-hmm. his hair.
I don't have to anymore.
I'm going
to
change my clothes totally because when he's on, you got to like really. I'm going to wear a suit,
step it up,
and an Hermes tie. I'm going to do that just for him.
Just for
so because he's not here yet. When he gets here, I'll change. But listen,
mm-hmm.
Easter.
Yes.
I went with my wife Suzanne mm-hmm. and our sweet daughter. We have five daughters. Only one of them is sweet. And we love when, you know, she comes home from college. I'm like the gushy dad. I love my sweet Anna Rose so much. Pray for my baby. I just love her.
Aww.
But we went to the most beautiful church. We hadn't found a church in that area where Suzanne's family lives. We were there for Easter. Tower Hill Church in Red Bank.
Hmm.
We went to the 10:15 service. I heard the most wonderful sermon. The whole thing was so wonderful. Tower Hill Church in Red Bank. And in case anybody's in that neck of the woods, I just was, you know, I'm rarely that touched that I would actually recommend a church because I go to churches, you know, all over the country
yeah,
and
sure.
world now. So,
sure.
But it was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's terrific. Ann and I sang in the choir at our church.
You sang in the choir?
We sang in the choir, man.
Do you always sing in the choir?
No. Now, Ann is usually, she's asked to lead the singing in the service and all that because she came here to do opera, so she still has that opera voice.
Wait a minute. I forgot. Your wife
my
came
wife.
To New York to do opera?
She did. And she got into a few of them, but, you know, it's like the acting thing. Unless you're really making a living at it, at some point you got to say, like, I got to
and if you want to be in Wagner operas, you got to gain a ton of weight.
Ooh.
It's like a Robert De Niro
right.
thing in Raging Bull. If you can't gain 80 pounds, they can't use
and
you.
And I asked her not to do that, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we sang, and then and we, of course, go to Trinity Rye Church, beautiful
yeah.
church.
Is that Craig Higgins?
That's Craig Higgins, great guy.
I
wonderful
love
mess,
Craig
wonderful message.
Higgins.
I know, he's terrific. I do love
that's
it.
That's Trinity
in fact,
Church in Rye, New York.
Yeah, we joined the night before Easter Vigil. We Ann and I joined the church, and he was like, it's about time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you joined officially?
We officially joined.
Because you've
yeah.
been going there for a long time.
We have, but it was a spinoff of Redeemer, and we thought, it all transfers. It's all the same church, and it's all this and that. And
right.
But it's good. It's good to make a vow.
But now, officially, they can bug you about your tithe.
Officially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Easter is a very special thing. Now, I, of course, being raised Greek Orthodox, celebrate usually two Easters per year.
Very nice.
We go to Danbury, Connecticut, to the Greek Orthodox Church. and Easter will be this coming Sunday. It's Pascha, Christos Anesti. We don't say that yet, but it is one of the most moving. There's one thing about the majesty and the holiness that you see in the Greek Orthodox liturgy. You see it in all Orthodox liturgies, but it's so beautiful and powerful. Yeah. And I've written about it in several of my books because it's so moving. But I have that to look forward to. My dad, who's going to be 92 in June, he will be with me. We'll probably be singing together in the choir.
Oh, really?
We do that every year.
Terrific.
Every year. But it's late. It's like after midnight. No joke. It's like really late for us and stuff. So we're going to try to work it out, man. But anyway, so according to my clock, we have a minute and 15 seconds. I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. No, something like that. Well, seriously though, in a couple of minutes, Milo, I really want to say he's a very special person, and he has changed dramatically from who he was about 2 years ago. Mm. I mean, in some ways he's the same, but I've grown to admire him. I really am going to change my clothes because if he's coming on here,
sure?
I brought an Hermes tie and a suit, a polo, Ralph Lauren, like purple label. I got it off of eBay. If you know your size,
Hugo Jacquemet.
I go Jacquemet, yeah.
Got under
so
you there.
So Hugo Jacquemet, yeah. So, there's so much to say, but why don't we just say it with Milo. And in hour two today, John Zmirak. In hour two, John Zmirak.
Big bad John.
John Zmirak. He is hot to trot over Sri Lanka, over a number of things. They were called Easter worshipers.
What?
By Obama and Clinton and some others. They didn't say Christians.
No, you can't.
They said Easter worshipers. John's going to talk about that hour two today. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Sunny days that I thought would never end.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Are just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
We have some exciting news for the 64 million households that still have a landline telephone. You've probably had the same telephone number for years, and it's important to you. Family, friends, colleagues, doctors, and a lifetime of connections have that number as a way of connecting with you. Now there's an exciting service that allows you to keep your important home number and get rid of that expensive landline. OurOldNumber.com is revolutionizing how we use that important home telephone number. With OurOldNumber.com, calls to your home telephone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are. Callers hear a personalized greeting from you, select the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto that family member's cell phone. There's no equipment needed or long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, it eliminates those pesky sales calls. It's easy to get started. Just go to OurOldNumber.com and follow the directions. That's OurOldNumber.com.
We have in the studio someone of whom I'm ashamed to say in his presence I've become extremely fond, Milo Yiannopoulos.
You don't want to admit
and
that.
Here he is, but I have.
No, but you
haven't
mustn't.
I?
But you mustn't say
I love you, Milo.
Oh, don't.
May I call
don't.
You? May I call you Milos?
You can, although that takes me back.
Yeah. Okay, so
you
listen.
You mustn't say you like me in polite company.
And why
you
not?
You can only say it here when no one's listening.
Why? That was...
We'll get
there's going
to
be a lot of sly jokes, folks. So get out, sharpen your pencils.
Just the four of us now.
Yeah.
You mustn't tell people you like me. I get
Why?
In all kinds of trouble.
Well, let me say this: I am a Christian, okay, and Jesus commands me to love my enemies. So even if you were my enemy, which you're certainly not, mm-hmm. He commands me to love you, and He gives me the power by the power of His Holy Spirit. To love you with His love. And so how can it be so difficult? In the natural, it would be difficult.
Well, you see, as a Catholic, I'm very concerned with drinks parties and dinner parties and invitations and you know, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So I'm worried for your sake about
right.
you getting uninvited from the Cool Kids Club. For
yes.
being, for being
well, the Cool Kids Club is in my house. So, so let me just say that, first of all, you have a book out, which I'm sorry to say I cannot recommend to my audience, although... It is
your children
extremely,
might like it, but
extremely
you like
funny.
It.
Well, no, there's a lot of vulgarity in it, and a lot of people. Yes. There are a lot of missionaries who watch this program. It's called Milo: How to Be Poor. Have we a copy in the studio, Milo?
We do. I brought one, so I can brandish it for
Look
you.
Look at that. And that is
sign it for you afterwards.
What is that? 800 pages? You can hardly lift it with one hand.
I know. Well, I write about 20, maybe 25,000 words a week.
And why?
Occasionally, because I just do. And occasionally something's good enough to make an ebook. So it's just a little thing we did for Amazon. But
all right.
Since people like to have the real thing, we made it in paper, and it's always nice to
Well,
see.
It's very nice cute. And
isn't
I don't.
It, isn't it at all? Well, I'm going to do 12 of them. And I've decided that I've decided, having written this, that I'm so good at giving advice, I'm going to start giving advice to other people, to other groups of people.
Yeah.
So following How to Be Poor, I'm going to write How to Be Black, How yeah. to Be a Woman, How to Be Disabled, How to Be an Atheist, How to Be a Liberal. I'm going to tell people what they're getting wrong about their the most cherished bit of their identity.
This strikes me as ever so slightly politically incorrect. Were you aware of that?
I hope not.
No.
Oh, that would be upsetting.
By the way, I just want to. We need to start on. We need to talk about the important things first, and then we'll work down. Okay. So first of all, I want to let you know I'm wearing an Hermes tie.
And I would like to let you know that today, by happy circumstance, I'm wearing the only tie that trumps an Hermes tie.
Really?
Because that really is a tremendous effort. And thank you. You didn't have to get dressed up for me,
but I did.
But I knew you would, so
but
I
of course
to.
I did.
The only thing that trumps an Hermes tie is the Donald J. Trump signature collection from before he ran for president,
oh
which is when it's
gosh.
The absolute coolest because everybody has one from the last couple of years.
And which wife had input on that signature line?
This, I doubt either of them had very much input.
No, you can't say either because they're three.
No, I mean, I don't think...
Any would be the English word.
You know, I always forget about Marla Maples.
Well, that's...
I always forget about her.
We often
do. Because I was thinking of the other two. I don't think either of them did, but of course, I always forget about Marla.
Yeah.
I don't think any of his wives, nor the great man himself, had very much to do with picking the fabric or the design. Right. But the only cool Trump swag is the stuff that he was selling at the Tower and in the golf clubs and whatnot from before he ran for president.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you ordered...
There's a sort of connoisseur's club, those of us who are super fans of the current president.
Well,
we know, season by season, you know, which
ties
were.
Well, we're not going to air this program today, and of course, by the time we do air this, which would be just a few days from now, he may well have been impeached. So we have to be careful what we say.
After the shocking revelations in the Mueller,
you know, when
the front page of the New York Times. I mean, just going by the layout alone, as you pointed out this morning, it looks like they got him right.
Last Friday, which was today, the New York Times, they are tripping over themselves to regain some kind of journalistic purchase in this culture. And they
I think
printed
it's about dignity,
about their own dignity.
Yeah. I think it's about reclaiming some dignity.
Well, I would say it's both, but that's a good point. When you say dignity, tell us, what do you mean?
Well, journalists don't live in the fact falsehood world. They don't live in the morally good, morally bad world. They live in the world of prestige. Journalists are motivated primarily by prestige, and I think journalists hate Trump for a number of reasons, but the reason they hate him the most is that they sacrificed their own prestige by breaking their own rules and going low to attack a man they've been unable to damage. And I think they would have been able to forgive themselves for being disreputable and slippery and dishonest and engaging in the kind of gutter tactics that they would previously have scoffed at if they'd managed to get the guy out of office. Mm. But they haven't so much as dented him. In fact, as far as I can tell, the only consequence of press for Trump it's only ever been positive. I can't think of anything that's actually damaged him. And so they've sort of defaced themselves. Nobody did it to them. And the loss of faith and trust and respect and reverence for institutions generally, but for the press in particular from the American public has really got to sting. It's got to chafe. And they didn't just walk blindly into it, although, of course, they had done over the previous couple of decades, but they leapt headlong on purpose into disrepute. And now I think that they're probably going to be engaged in the business of trying to reclaim a bit of dignity.
Well, it's funny because last Friday, which was Good Friday, of course, the headline, it looked as though, in other words, they tried to imply in the graphic layout, they tried to imply somehow that they had uncovered. It was like the Pentagon Papers.
Yeah, yeah. It's laid out like it was leaked to them, like it was a scoop.
Yes.
So sometimes when you see in front of newspapers, you know, like these boxes of you know, like the photocopied or the scanned bits of a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of this document that was slipped to them in a park somewhere, you know?
Yeah, yeah, in an underground garage.
But no, yes, in a garage.
Yeah.
But no, it's on the Department of Justice website because Trump's, you know, because the White House and the current Attorney General, while not having to, released the whole thing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's just a really... I mean, of course, it's delightful for somebody like me who enjoys watching the press suffer because they deserve it, and they do deserve it. It's not a very Christian impulse, but it is.
Schadenfreude can be Christian.
It is right and proper to hate the hateful, and they are hateful, and so I do take a small degree of pleasure in their suffering, but to see this sort of odd, uncomfortable contortions that CNN and the Washington Post and Politico and the New York Times are going through and have been for the last couple of days to try to spin something out of this. It's gone past satisfaction and schadenfreude for me, and it's become a little sad. Now I feel a little sorry for them, which I never thought I would find myself.
Well,
I never thought I would feel that way, but I do.
Although, if you look below the fold in the same paper on Friday, there was an article about impeachment. In other words, are we, meaning the Democratic Congress, are we going to impeach him? So the whole thing was framed as though, aha, he's been caught. And I thought, how bizarre, because in fact, the Attorney General Barr entirely voluntarily. He was under no obligation to release the report. He released it. The redactions were done with Mueller. He's even showing an unredacted version to a bipartisan congressional committee. Mm-hmm. In other words, no one really could be more transparent, and they're still acting as though they found it, they scooped it.
Well, in a sense, they brought it about. And this is the crowning achievement of their war against Trump, or at least it was supposed to be. Mm. Because they had persuaded themselves on the basis of no evidence of this implausible fantasy, this conspiracy theory that Trump, because they still cannot understand why he's president. They cannot reconcile themselves with the facts of reality.
Yes, yes.
They cannot understand why a human being would vote for Donald Trump, and they still can't. And you know, that's where all the racism and white supremacy comes from. That's where all the hysterics and ludicrousness comes from. If you're ever wondering what is it that makes the press bonkers on the subject of Trump, it's that they cannot understand why a person would vote for him.
Yeah.
Because they haven't stepped outside four states in the last three decades. And this was supposed to be the apotheosis, you know, of their crusade. This was supposed to be what it had all been leading up to. Laid bare by a special counsel in black and white, paid for by the taxpayer, the litany of charges to be laid at the doorstep of the president, except he didn't do anything.
Except,
and neither did his campaign. And actually, the only thing you could say about what does come out on the obstruction side is that he's a man who is trying his best to muddle through a horrendous system. You know, he's not a creature of politics, so he doesn't really understand the system.
Going to a hard break, do forgive me. We'll be right back, folks, with Milos Yiannopoulos.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on a census question about citizenship. Critics say adding the question would discourage many immigrants from being counted, leading to an inaccurate count. How the justices rule could affect how many seats states have in the House of Representatives and their share of federal dollars over the next decade. Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense says the Easter Sunday bombings were carried out in retaliation for attacks on mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand on March 15th. The former head of a drug distributor has been indicted on what federal prosecutors say are the first ever criminal charges against a drug company executive stemming from the opioid crisis. The indictment alleging former Rochester Drug Cooperative CEO Lawrence Dowd III ordered subordinates to ignore red flags about certain customers to maximize company revenues and his own pay. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
time the rain man play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going.
Hey there, folks. I wanted to come in with the music of the famous Jewish man, Bob Dylan, because my guest today, Milo or Milos Yiannopoulos, is at least part Jewish. And I wasn't sure about that.
Well, matrilineally speaking.
And that's the only thing that matters in the Jewish world.
And that's the rule. Yes. I'm Jewish, but I was raised Catholic and I consider myself Catholic.
No. Pardon me. It makes no difference how one was raised. Of course, we choose our faith. It's not like saying I am Irish. You were raised however you were raised, but you have become seriously Catholic recently.
If you prefer to put it like that, then sure. Point being, I wasn't raised Jewish per se.
Faith?
Yes, yeah.
But you're ethnically Jewish.
Yes, but I wasn't raised in a particularly Jewish culture.
Right. Nonetheless, you're ethnically Jewish, therefore you are a Jew.
I am, which is why I can make the sort of awful jokes that you have to tell your listeners to avoid
In the current book, How to Be Poor, you make a number of outre Jewish jokes, and I thought
not that bad. I just say things like there are no poor Jews. It's the sort of thing that this is the sort of joke we make about ourselves all the time.
Since I, as a Christian, have been grafted into the Jewish faith, may I make those kinds of jokes now as well?
I think you need a pass from someone. I think that's how it works.
But since you're a Jew, can you give me that pass?
But I'm pass. You want a pass? I don't know if I'm a good enough Jew to give you the pass. I think you need a proper Jew to give you the pass.
And who would be a proper Jew?
I mean, somebody who practices. It doesn't have to be a rabbi, but it has to be a proper Jew. I mean, there are lots of people who are...
Dennis Prager?
Yeah, he's Jewish.
So I can... So, yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, he can give you a J-Pass.
A J-Pass.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you can tell...
The J-Pass.
I think the problem is that so much of Jewish humor is about the Jewish experience, and it's about self-deprecation. I think a lot of those kinds of jokes don't really work if you're making them about another group. They just come across as mean.
Do you consider yourself a Shlemiel, a Nudgenik, or a Nebish?
None of those things.
Really?
Yes. I discovered later in life that I had this Jewish ancestry from my mother's side, but as far as I was concerned growing up, I was just a Catholic. I know almost nothing about the Jewish universe.
Have you never had some kind of nascent urge to say Meshuggana?
I haven't. I've only encountered these wonderful words, and occasionally something will intrigue me about Judaism, like comedy or something that Jews have done really well. It's music, perhaps, or comedy, and then I'll try Mats with bread and just, you know, then I think maybe I should just stick to being a Catholic.
I'm schwitzing as we talk about this. We better move along. Let's get back to what you were talking about a moment ago, journalism and the Trump presidency.
Yeah, I'll just finish the point, which is, you know, the New York Times front page doesn't go to any great lengths to tell you that the report says no collusion, no evidence of collusion. But even on the obstruction thing where, I mean, you know, this guy's team is comprised almost entirely of Hillary donors and supporters. I mean, this is
Mueller's team.
This is a completely partisan operation. If they could have got him on something, they would have.
And that's an important point.
And it is important because the fact that he decided to do this sort of weird middle of the road cop out tells me that there was nothing there either, but they just couldn't offer them up nothing. But even on the obstruction stuff, if you look at, you know, what was actually going on, according to what Mueller's discovered, it seems that Trump was just kind of confused and angry through most of the process, not really understanding what was going on. And his staff were preventing him from getting himself into trouble, which is exactly what they're there to do.
And
that's not a criticism. That's what they're for.
And by the way, who chose the staff? The president chose them.
Right, right.
To do their job, which they did.
Right. And you know, he was elected because he's not a politician. He was elected because he isn't a creature of Washington. When he said, I'm effed, as they now love to cling to, what he meant by that, obviously, as the quotation goes on to explain itself, is that he had heard that anytime there's one of these special counsel things, it consumes a guy's presidency. And of course he was right. It did, you know, it does.
Let me ask a question, because this is an honest question. When I hear that, I wonder whether I accept it, because something tells me that, yes, there's been a cloud for 2 years. Yes, the press has talked about this, but it has not prevented the president from doing many very important things. He was not unable to get through a huge tax break and to do away with, get rid of a lot of regulation and to appoint two originalist justices and on and on and on and on.
I think that any other Republican president would have been sunk by this.
Yes.
It is true that Trump's natural qualities have somewhat immunized him from what would otherwise be the sort of all-consuming horror of this process. But there are things that he has not done, things that his voters care a lot more about, like build a single mile of wall.
Now, is that true? Because I can never get any clarity.
Okay, so you know the only person you need to ask about this is Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, and
she's a little biased.
No. But I have never known the woman to lie. I have never known the woman. I've rarely known her ever to say. I mean, she can quote page numbers back at you from that she read 20 years
ago. That's right.
She knows her stuff.
Yeah.
This is the only subject she really has cared about for. There have been sections of wall replaced with the new.
Yeah.
Metal prototype thingy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no new length of.
But she, like you, is at least somewhat a provocateur. So sometimes she'll bend her facts in such a way to make a funny point. Don't say anything because once again we're going to a break. Milos is not leaving the building. Stay right there. Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-203-0439. P3 Advanced has clinically tested non-prescription ingredients to support your prostate.
Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free.
Call 1-800-203-0439. 1-800-203-0439. 1-800-203-0439.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com. I'm sitting in the studio with a man who is nearly as good looking as I was at his young age. Milo, welcome back.
That is such a twisted, demented kind of compliment to pay to yourself and your guest. It's almost infernal.
This is
a sort of unfalsifiable, unverifiable, backhanded compliment that's also a compliment to yourself. It's great. I love it.
Thank
I'm going to steal
it. I knew. Yeah, I knew you would.
Wonderful.
I knew you would.
Now I'm going to continue for you, because you were on a dangerous path where you were about to allege that bomb throwers and provocateurs like Ann Coulter and I bend our facts.
No. I said it. I was myself being provocative when I said that. But what I did mean is that just because I know Ann Coulter to be truthful, and I do, and magnificent in her recollection, just as you mentioned a moment ago. Nonetheless, she's trying to make a larger point. So her narrative is that no matter what Trump does, he hasn't done a tithe of what he's claimed to do.
Sure, but I was just talking about whether he's built any wall.
Okay.
And he
hasn't. You're saying, in fact, he hasn't.
There have been renovations done on existing sections of wall. And the existing sections of wall have been replaced with the new design of wall.
Okay.
And I think that some fences have been erected, but the actual new quote-unquote big beautiful wall, the big metal one that you can see through, you know, that the crying children can put their little fingers through, that the photo op big beautiful wall has not been built anywhere new where there wasn't pre-existing fencing or pre-existing wall, so that's no new wall. I mean, that's
okay.
That's 0 miles built.
In her last column, Anne went very strongly after Jared and Ivanka. She is not a fan of either of them, I gather, and credits Jared in particular with having done tremendous damage in the last 2 years to this presidency. Do you have views there?
She's absolutely right. We've all known that for a while. Remember, I was at the heart of, you know, Breitbart and the operation that put him in the White House. You know, our chairman went on to be his chief of staff. And so, you know, we know who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. And Javanka, as they're known, as their celebrity couple name, in case you didn't know that.
No.
They have been trying to dilute the president's agenda on immigration, in particular, the one thing his supporters care about.
Now,
from
why
day one.
Would they? I can imagine them. I can imagine Jared very peevishly not wanting Chris Christie to be in. And of course, we all know if Chris Christie had been the AG, we never would have faced what we faced under Sessions. So that's a huge black mark in the book of Jared. Mm-hmm. But with regard to immigration, I don't understand why they would have that position.
Well, they're Democrats. They're Democrats. Ivanka is a bleeding heart liberal. She cannot abide the stories in the press of all those, you know, poor infants at the border and all that kind of stuff. And she's constantly pleading with her father for clemency and leniency and to you know, oh, just, you know, who cares? It's not that important. They're Democrats. And worse than that, worse even than that, they're New York Democrats.
Uh-huh. That's a big statement. I don't disagree.
Is it remotely controversial? Does it contradict anything you know about them?
Well, I suppose that because I know that his children love him, it would strike me that they might have somewhat differing views, but they wouldn't do things to undermine some of his signature promises to the people who elected him. So I am a little bit surprised.
I think they believe that he can be manipulated. I think that they believe he can be, with enough consistency and determination, that he can be, his positions can be softened, that he can be pushed in particular directions. Trump's big weak spot is the family. That's what got Steve Bannon into trouble, remember. It was the quotes about Ivanka, saying that she was thick as a pile of bricks. And I read that and
well, now, why would Steve Bannon say something so stupid?
That's just how he talks. When I heard him say that, I knew instantly that quote was real, because that's exactly how he talks. There's not a doubt in my mind that he said that. Mm. I mean, it's probably true. She does look like a bit of a dimwit.
See, now that is uncalled for, Milo.
No,
come on,
I mean,
now.
She does come across as a bit of a dimwit. I mean, you know, she's not going to be troubling Mensa anytime soon, and neither is her husband. And they have both, through their lack of rational, good sense, and an overabundance of the sort of superficial compassion that we're so familiar with from progressives and from Democrats, tried to soften Trump's positions on all the stuff that matters to his base the most.
Are you bothered by the justice reform, the prison reform? Because I was quite happy with that bipartisan legislation.
Yes.
And Jared had a lot to do with that.
I mean, I'm not saying that neither of them has ever done anything good in their whole lives. And I think it's important to give people credit when they do good things. That seemed like a good thing to me. The more reform of the criminal justice system in this country, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I don't mind where it comes from. I don't mind who does it.
Yeah.
But everything else they've done does seem to be pretty much sabotaging the mandate he was given by his core voters, which is to come in and to fix the border. Fix the border. It's the only thing build the wall was the iconic chant of the Trump campaign, and he hasn't done it. He's passed a very conventional Republican tax cut. He's elected two very conventional Republican Supreme Court nominees to become justices. You know,
conventional
people that any other Republican president would have been perfectly happy to put in.
Although you do have to admit, I hope that
Kavanaugh's a Bush guy. I mean, he's no.
We know that, but I do think that I would guess that nobody but Trump would have fought for Kavanaugh, that anyone else would have eventually folded.
Trump didn't even know who Kavanaugh was. He's had his Supreme Court, I'm sure he's had his Supreme Court recommendations handed to him by
which
a think tank or something. Who knows?
No. The Federalist Society, which
Federalist
is the
Society,
greatest
right.
thing in the world, Leonard
but,
Leo.
But the point I'm making is they're not brave, populist, nationalist, Trumpian choices.
Okay.
They are standard establishment Republican choices, just like the tax cuts, just like most of what he has acted in office, just like a Republican president, like any other Republican president.
We'll be right back with Milo. Oh, what a lonely
boy. Oh, what a... This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls, putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump is standing by adding a citizenship question to the census.
He wants to know who's in this country, and I think as a sovereign nation, we have that right. It's been a question that's been on the census for decades, but we'll wait and see how the Supreme Court rules.
Critics say adding the question would discourage many immigrants from being counted, leading to an inaccurate count. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on the census question. The court expected to rule by late June. Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense says the Easter Sunday bombings were carried out in retaliation for the attacks on mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, back in March. Meanwhile, Muslim leaders in Sri Lanka say they gave repeated warnings to security about the leader of an extremist group blamed for a string of Easter bombings, but received no visible response. This is SRN News.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
Getting off on the awesome tunage on this program. Hey, we're talking to the author of Milo, How to Be Pull. When you say pull in a British way, it doesn't sound as depressing as Milo, How to Be Poor.
Or if Milo, you're from Jersey, Pua.
Pua.
Pua. You've, as my husband would say it, Pua.
You've written husband.
Well.
What the? What? Okay, hold on. We've only got moments.
We've done that. We've did that last time.
Yes, but last time we were both wearing those hideous cans, and we don't want anyone ever to watch.
Gradually that. Moving in the right direction.
Gradually. Wait till you see the hair products I have in store for our next appearance together. Okay, but the book is How to Be Poor. I can't recommend it to my audience, but it is, as you tend to be, extremely funny, which is a big compliment for me. As you'll learn over the years.
You've informed me that you are known for being funny. I haven't seen it myself. I have not.
No,
yet.
I have not yet been so blessed. In some small circles, there are people who think of me principally as the funny guy because they haven't read my books or
is
anything.
Is that your children when they want candy?
Okay.
I'm just asking.
He was funny. That's all right. Milo, it's okay. That's what grace is about.
Because they know that, you know, she needs 10 compliments a day or she goes crazy.
We have just a moment. We have just a moment. And you can queen it up in our next show. But have you ever read Flannery O'Connor?
A little.
Have you read G.K. Chesterton?
A lot.
Is he not the best?
Chesterton is indeed the best.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, Orthodoxy's up there, top three favorite books.
And it's as short as this piece of trash pamphlet.
Yes, it is. See, that was funny. There we go. I see. I actually had to stop to laugh because that was nice.
Thank
that
you.
Was natural.
Thank you. And you're not an employee.
No, not even.
See, all right,
so, okay. Which means I don't have to compliment you. This trifle. No.
Is it stapled or is it an actual binding?
there's a signature sewn in signatures.
Oh, signatures like Ignatius Press, who publishes Chesterton.
No, it's not. It's just stuck. I think it's just
right.
But
Chesterton's book Orthodoxy is so magnificent.
There are certain books that you read aside from scripture and aside from anything, you know, what you would call like the curriculum, you know.
Yeah.
And every time you read them, like every time you listen to a great piece of music, or every time you remember something new, or you notice something new, or you get something fresh out of it. And Orthodoxy is one of those books that just sort of endlessly teaches you about yourself and Catholicism every time you read it over again.
And it's so
amazing
short.
That it's so tiny, because it contains multitudes, as it were. You know, it's was it Nietzsche said about Wagner? He called it like our greatest miniaturist. You know, Chesterton is that in literature, right? He just is able to cram universes into a paragraph. And that's why Orthodoxy can accomplish what it does, you know, in such a time.
But when you say vast contains multitudes, you realize you're quoting a 19th century American poet.
Yes, but I have to like Eliot, because I have to be able to...
No, it's not Eliot. Eliot is a 20th century poet. No, that was Walt Whitman, a fellow traveler.
Multitudes is Whitman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not my...
I am vast. I contain multitudes. Do I contradict myself? So I contradict myself.
Oh, no, I knew it was...
And Eliot,
It was late American poetry, but it's not my period at all.
I'm not really even a Walt Whitman fan, neither a Nietzsche fan. Doesn't mean I can't get the references. We'll be right back. Actually, no, that ends this show, but we'll have many other shows with this man. Stick around.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.